Today in the Kosovo capital, Pristina, a funeral is being held for Ibrahim Rugova. He's the Kosovo leader who died last weekend of lung cancer. Rugova's death came just before talks were to begin with Serbia on the future of the province. Those UN-sponsored talks have been delayed until next month. Reporter Eleanor Beardsley is in Pristina. And what is the scene there today?
Renee, the scene this morning is the funeral procession going through the streets of Pristina with just thousands, I would say tens of thousands of Kosovar Albanians lining the sides of the road and following the coffin of President Rugova.
Because it's quite a sad occasion because his death was so, not quite unexpected, but his life was cut short.
Absolutely. He did announce that he had lung cancer in September, but I think no one expected him to die last Saturday. He died at the age of 61, and all week his body has been lying in state in Pristina, and people have just flocked from all over the province. You would find, you know, peasants from small villages who made the trek standing in line for hours in sub-zero temperatures just to go in and bow and pay their final respects to their president.
And why did Rugova matter so much? Tell us a bit about him.
Well, before he became a politician in 1989, he's a quiet, bespectacled man. He was a writer and a literary professor. But he was catapulted to the front of the Albanian independence movement. He led the peaceful resistance of Albanians to the Serb regime of Slobodan Milosevic in 10 years in the 1990s. But they resisted the Serb leadership, but they were peaceful, and he led that. And now he is sort of the figurehead. He is the symbol of this independence that every Albanian in Kosovo wants, and this is what he represents now. He's the father of the independent country that they hope to have one day.
And so what does his death mean for the future of Kosovo?
Well, those talks about Kosovo's status were supposed to start this week, and his death has postponed that. Now, Kosovo is still officially a part of Serbia, but it has been run as an international protectorate since 1999 when NATO and the UN came and threw out Milosevic's forces. But it has sort of become a state in limbo. There's 2 million people here, and Albanians outnumber Serbs 9-1, and they overwhelmingly all want independence. They say we can't get investment, we can't continue to have economic development unless this question is solved. So that was on the agenda. Many people are afraid that Rugova's departure leaves a huge vacuum within the Albanian politicians. They might disintegrate into infighting, and the talks may be put on hold indefinitely. So that's the fear.
And no likely successor?
There are a couple. Some of the successors to Rugova, now he was a peaceful man. He was, you know, peaceful, nonviolent resistance. The other Albanian politicians that came up are former KLA fighters, so they have a really different mentality. There are a couple people, but it isn't at all clear who will be his successor, no.
Thank you very much, Eleanor.
Thank you, Renee.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley speaking from Pristina, where Kosovo leader Ibrahim Rugova is being buried today.